Firefly Boys, the Bulldog of RC, SJ Cumberland. Jack Liberio Jr., who has been phenomenal on the mound this season. 1-0 record, 1.88 ERA. In 24 innings, 20 hits, 7 runs, 5 of those have been earned. He's hit 3 batters, walked 8, struck out 16, a whip of 117. Opponents are batting this 227 against Liberio, the ground ball pitcher for the Fly Boys. He will get set looking to, again, maybe start a winning streak. Fly Boys have traded off their past 6 games. They have won the first game of the series, lost the second game. This is a 3-game set. You do that, now you win 2 out of 3, but you know you'd love to win all 3 ball games and get a couple of games over 500 into the July 4th break. As McKay Barney will step in as he gets set to lead this one off here at Pioneer Park. Glad to have you with us. Joining us for this one on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. Now the University of Washington will step in to lead this thing off here at Pioneer Park. Barney gets into the batter's box. Liberio gets set and will deliver. And the first pitch swinging high into the air to center field. And that catch will be made easily by Smith. First pitch swing at 7:01 p.m. And there's quickly one away here for the Fly Boys. Ashton King will now come up. The shortstop steps in. King will step in with already one away after Barney swung at the first pitch he saw and flew it out to Miles Smith in center. King's going to square the bunt, and that's going to be a high and miss. 1-0. Your nice longer performing arts center uniform report. Fly Boys have the blue hats on with the cream-colored uniforms with Fly Boys written across the chest in blue and red numbers. Here's the 1-0 pitch to King. That's hit foul. And just goes foul, 1-1. Doughboys wearing the black hats with the Doughboys logo on the front, the black jerseys with Johnson City across the chest in gold, and the gold numerals on the back of the white pants. That's your nice longer performing arts uniform report. Here's the 1-1 pitch to King. Allen breaks down low for Liberio, 2-1. King batting 276 on the season, 2 home runs. One of those he hit against Greenville in their last series over at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. That was a 3-game set in Johnson City that the Doughboys won. 2-1 breaking ball. They're going to see if King Holt went around. He held up. Now 3-1 on the appeal to our field umpires. A 3-1 pitch now coming from Liberio, looking to avoid walking his first batter tonight after getting Barney to swing at the first pitch he saw. 3-1 pitch. Outside, and that is a 5-pitch walk. That's the first base run of the day for the Doughboys and the first walk issue of the day by Jack Liberio Jr. Now we have Kyle Harbison. And Harbison has been phenomenal this season. He is batting 400 on the year. The Western Carolina commit, transferring from State College of Florida in Manatee, Sarasota to Western Carolina. He hits that one over to third. Bishop throws it to the first. Pardon me, Ankeny throws it to the second. Throw to the first. It is in time. Double play. Ankeny throws it to Brock Daniels, who then throws it to Bishop playing first. 5-4-3 double play ends the inning. So, Liberio issues a walk, but the inning is ended in the double play. Fly Boys keep the Doughboys off the board. Can they get their own runs? We'll find out when we return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No score here after Greenville turns the double play to end the first inning and keeps the Doughboys off the board. Here's a look at the lineup for your Flyboys. Miles Smith will lead off at center field. David Bishop's moved over to first base. That's why I was confused with him and Ankeny as they have swapped positions. Brock Daniels bats third at second base. Ian Daugherty looks to stay hot, batting fourth at designated hitter spot tonight. Jack O'Reilly's in the left field, batting fifth. Avery Collins is at catcher tonight. Bo Ankeny at third base, batting seventh. Alex Diaz is at shortstop, batting eighth. And Kian Saylor is in right field, batting ninth. And they will face William Westbrock tonight. Westbrock out of Hudson, North Carolina, the Caldwell Tech Community College player. He's faced Greenville before back on June 11th, went just one inning, walked one and struck out two. So he did his job. Keep the Flyboys off the board late. His season averages has gotten better after a rocky start against Elizabethton. He's got 0-1 record, but that loss came on June 7th against the River Riders. 7.88 ERA, 16 innings pitched, 25 hits, 14 runs, all earned. 3 home runs allowed, all came against Elizabethton. Again, that's a tiny ballpark, though. Hit 1 batter, 6 walks, and 18 strikeouts. Opponents are batting .352 against Westbrock. This is his third start of the season. He started at Danville back on June 26th. Went 4 innings, had 4 hits, 1 run, walked 1, and struck out 4 against the Otterbots. So Miles Smith will step on in here to face Will Westbrock here in the bottom of the first inning as we get set for Flyboys offense that started off great. Had a 3-run bomb against Elizabethton yesterday. Then he had the base load in the second, couldn't score. And after that, the only hits of the game came from Shamar Dalton in the fifth inning and the eighth inning. Smith steps in. That's a ball outside. 1-0. Smith batting .378. He has scored a run now in 7 straight ball games, has Smith. Salmon's in there for a strike. 1-1. Scored. Hit a home run against Elizabethton. And then scored off on the homer by Daugherty. As that one hits the plate, gets away from the catcher, Harbison, and it's 2-1. Westbrock works quickly, so does Jack Liberio. Both of these pitchers coming right at the batters early. Here's a 2-1 pitch. That one breaks down low, and it's now 3-1. A little less control right now from Westbrock. Looking to kind of get into a groove here. 3-1. That one almost clips Smith, and Smith draws a 5-pitch walk to lead off at the bottom of the first inning. So Miles Smith on board. He continues that impressive outing, getting on base. And that will bring up David Bishop, who, again, is now playing first base tonight. Sorry, I got him confused and looked to seeing him at third base, but he has moved over to him and Bo Ankeny have switched spots. As the Marietta, Georgia native, he's had a tough go of things hitting-wise. He's gotten on base via fielder's choices and errors and walks, but has not been able to get a hit in a while. As that one gets in there for a strike on the top corner. 0-1. Bishop does have a .689 OPS on the season, so when he gets a hit, he delivers. Throw back to check on Smith, and Smith's going to walk back safely. It's 0-1. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first. No score, but Miles Smith drew a leadoff walk to start the ballgame. Both pitchers have walked one batter. Liberia's able to get the double play. Is that going to keep checking on Smith? Smith has a 1,135 OPS, which is insane. That's a breaking ball high. It's now 1-1. After his first at-bat of the season, where Miles Smith had a home run to dead center field here at Pioneer Park against the Princeton Whistle Pigs, He had a 1,000 batting average and a 5,000 OPS. So high numbers, and he has stayed consistent. 1-1. Breaking ball down. Now 2-1. Already some action in the bullpen for Johnson City. Light action, but you gotta wonder how long Westbrock's gonna go today in his second straight start. First since June 26th, though. Fly ball is a... So that one's hit high into the air, gonna hang up in the air. In foul territory, running over, and finally making the catch. As that ball went a mile in the air, is McKay Barney. And, or pardon me, that is Johnson. Jared Johnson makes that catch. Just look at, and there's one away. Look at the defensive alignment for the Doughboys. Catchers Kyle Harbison, Michael Moss at first. Second base, Matt Maselli. Shortstop, Ashton King. Third base, Ethan Payne. And we'll get you the outfield after this pitch to Brock Daniels. Daniels steps in. Bring ball outside, 1-0. A shift is on. Johnson City defense, by the way, a slight shift. Barney in center field, Johnson left, and right field is Logan Hugo. Daniels hits that one right to outfield. It's going to drop from the center fielder. As Barney couldn't quite get there in time, Daniels has a one-out single. First hit of the ball game for either side. Smith moves up to second. There's runners at first and second now for the hot-hitting Ian Daugherty. Daugherty had a three-run blast in the first inning last night off the bottom of the scoreboard here at Pioneer Park for his fourth home run of the year. So Westbrock's got to be careful here. Cannot miss anything. Breaking ball misses just low, and it's 1-0 as Daugherty step back in. Four home runs on the season for Daugherty. That's the most on this team, as Smith and Ankeny both have three apiece. 1-0. That one's shot foul. 1-1. Cloudy skies here at Pioneer Park. Not supposed to rain till late tonight or possibly around 9:30, but nothing that would cause the game to stop, we believe. So these two teams had a light shower come through on them for about half an inning. Last time they played here. The 1-1 to Daugherty. Daugherty hits that one. Slow roller over to King. King only plays over at first. Throw is dropped by Moss. That's an infield single for Ian Daugherty. That was going to be a tough play by King on a slow roller. But the infield single as Daugherty beats that one out. And that's the second hit of the day for the Fly Boys. And the bases are loaded with just one out for Jack O'Reilly. And O'Reilly has the power to hit one out of here. He's hit one over the scoreboard, basically, at Pioneer Park. He'll look to hit another one over the left field. The base is loaded. First pitch, he hits high and fouls it off. 0-1. Well, bases were loaded last night with two outs for the Fly Boys. Couldn't score. Jackson Holmes got Daugherty to pop up, and they were quiet after that. Pitch misses high. It's now 1-1. Riley gets set. Bases loaded, one out. That one's hit foul again to the netting, and it's 1-2. So strikeout here would take away the sacrifice and take all the a little bit of the pressure off of Westbrock. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That one's hit foul again. O'Reilly continue to stays alive, 1-2. It's one out. A shift design kind of toward the right. Michael Moss is moved in a little bit. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Well outside. Now 2-2. Harbison had to stand up to grab that one. So 2-2 pitch now coming to Jack O'Reilly. We have one out. Bases loaded here in the bottom of the first. Fly Boys looking to strike first. Breaking ball inside. Hangs in the air. It's going to go back. The right fielder is going to catch it. Tagging up is Smith. The throw is not in time. It's cut off. A sack fly by Jack O'Reilly, the right field. Smith comes in to score. Daniels moves to third base. It's a 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys. So runners at the corners with two away for Avery Collins, who will look to get one hit to the outfield as Jack O'Reilly with the sack fly has made it a 1-0 ball game. Here comes the Greenville, Tennessee native stepping in. Breaking ball gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Collins, of course, play at Greenville High School. Won a state championship with the Green Devils, and now playing at Cleveland State Community College. 0-1 almost gets away from Harbison, and Daugherty just guns back to first. And it's 1-1. 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys after the sack fly by Jack O'Reilly. Two outs, 1-1 count to Collins. That one's hit on the line, but foul. Daniels had to juke out of the way of that one before it hit him. And everybody will go and reset 1-2 now. Well, if you can get out of this bases loaded jam and giving up just one run, I think you'll be happy if you're William Westbrook. Here's the 1-2 pitch. With two outs coming to Avery Collins, he's going to just throw it back to first, check on Ian Daugherty. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming to Collins with two away. Ring ball is high, and now deuces wild for Avery Collins here in the bottom of the first inning. Glad to have you with us on the Fly Boys Broadcast Network. There's a solid crowd still filing in on a Saturday. So there's a long weekend ahead. A little baseball, 2-2. Swing and a miss. Actually, it's going to be fouled off. I thought Collins didn't get a piece of it. He must have just gotten a piece of that one to Collins, and it's now staying alive at 2-2. There's Avery Collins. 2-2 pitch coming again to Collins. Here it comes, and that was fouled off. Avery Collins staying alive here. Collins has one home run this season, snuck it over, the left of the foul pole down the right field line against Bristol earlier in the year. 2-2. Breaking ball is just high. I thought that one clipped the top of the strike zone, but just missed. Now the count runs full. So a 3-2 pitch with two outs coming to Avery Collins. Walk loads the bases for Bo Ankeny, who stands on deck. Here's the payoff pitch to Collins. Collins hits that one over the short. King picks it up. Throw to first is in time on a line, and that ends the inning, but not before. A sack fly by Jack O'Reilly makes it a 1-0 lead. Fly Boys ahead. Jack Liberio coming up looking for another solid inning, keeping the Doughboys off the board. Let's find out together if he can do so when we return to Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Jack O'Reilly's sack fly. The difference so far is it's a 1-0 lead for your Fly Boys. They head to the top of the second inning. This time the Fly Boys have come through some runs after loading the bases. Looking around the Appy League, and my goodness, the Bluefield Ridge Runners are rolling over the Bristol State Lions right now. Top of the third is a 13-2 lead for Bluefield. And Bluefield has the bases low with nobody out, so they are just running wild over Bristol. Meanwhile, the Princeton Whistlepigs have dropped 5 runs on Pulaski up 5-0 in the bottom of the first. Elizabethton has dropped 5 runs on Kingsport up 5-0 in the bottom of the first. And I believe Burlington and Danville are in a weather delay right now as that game has not started feeding any stats yet. We'll give you an update on that if they are able to play. 1-0 lead here as Jared Johnson will step in. The Brown Bear the Ivy League comes in, and first pitch, he rips to right field, hanging in the air. Sailor's going to keep going. Watch it go back off the wall. Gerritsen's going to round first. He's going to hand the second. That's a leadoff double here in the top of the second inning for Jared Johnson. So Jared Johnson, first pitch he sees, lifts that one over toward the right field wall. And Saylor was unable to track it down. As Roberto Pena will lead off here in, or come in now, and already has a runner in scoring position in Jared Johnson here. Pena will come in, the DH steps in. Yeah, opportunity already for Johnson City to put their first run on the board with a runner at second and nobody out after Johnson's leadoff double. Here's the pitch to Pena. That one is in there for a strike going one. Liberio is a stereotypical ground ball pitcher. He's going to try to get those grounders as he got to end the first inning, but sometimes that can come to bite you if he leaves one hanging, as it did there. But Johnson's double to the wall. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Pena. Fires, breaking ball high, 1-1. Great fastball from Liberio. Tries to get that breaking ball working. If that breaking ball is working, that's the difference. Mostly goes with a changeup, has a pretty good slider, and sometimes drop a curve in there, and that can throw off the batters, and heck, it even throws off me sometimes, since Liberio will very seldomly go to that curve. Here's the 1-1 pitch coming from Jack Liberio here in the top of the second. Breaking ball misses just high. That time it was the slider, and it's 2-1. Pena steps in. He is batting .294 in the season with a 1,001 OPS. So Pena has got some power to him. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He was swinging for the fences there. There's that changeup that drops down in from Liberio. It's now a 2-1 pitch coming to Roberto Pena. Probably 2-2 pitch coming to Pena with nobody out. And Pena is going to call time, and everybody's going to get reset. Good crowd once again here at Pioneer Park. You don't want to miss Monday's game. It's the Fly Boys and Doughboys close off their three-game series. Fireworks on 4th of July in baseball. What more could you want? Get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. Hope to see you there. 2-2 pitch coming from Liberio to Pena. Fires. That one's hit over to short. Picked up by Diaz. Throw the first is in time. And Diaz able to look off Johnson at second base. Great play by Diaz, who, again, been very good on defense this year. Was sent down to the developmental site for a bit. And then came back as the Fly Boys needed some infielders for a bit. As Ethan Payne will step in. The third baseman out of Tennessee, and Payne batting .294 on the year, or probably .206 on the year, and had his first home run in the Appy League of the season against the Fly Boys and his third at-bat of the year in the Appy League over the tall 20-foot fences in TVA Credit Union Ballpark in Johnson City. Here's the pitch from Liberio. That one breaks down in there for a strike, 0-1. That's a good breaking pitch once again. Liberio going away from the fastball, it seems, and trying to get the breaking balls. And there was that little curveball that, again, just kind of throws you off a bit, and Payne didn't know what to do with that one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Liberio to Payne. That one breaks a little too much. Curveball again. Good block by Collins. 1-1. Step back in now with a 1-1 count and one away. A runner at second is Johnson after the leadoff double, and then a ground out by Pena. And Johnson stuck at second. And a look back at Johnson over at second. That one's hit foul and off the netting, 1-2. This is the best chance Johnson has had so far today after they got a walk with one out from King, but then a ground ball turned to 5-4-3 double play. It's in the first inning. The 1-2 pitch coming from Liberio to Ethan Payne with one away here in the top of the second inning. Liberio checks back of the runner Johnson and fires, and that one misses away, 2-2. Try to get Payne to chase one. Payne, held off. Bluefield's now at 15-2 in the top of the third, and still the base is low with two outs. So the Rich Runners are rolling right now over Bristol in that one. 2-2 pitch. That one is low, and oh, I thought that was going to be a delayed strike three call at first from umpire, but no, that's going to be now a 3-2 count. Liberia, I think, follows a delayed strike call too, but no strike call came, and now it's a full count with just one out. It's a pain. Here's the payoff pitch to Ethan Payne from Jack Liberio. Top of the second. Here's the pitch. And that one gets the corner. Strike zone called. Strike three. Payne can't believe that one. That one must have just hit. And that one breaks in there from Liberio. Great curveball. And there's two away for Michael Moss. Michael Moss from Seton Hall, 6'3", 230. Batting 221 on the season. Has made some great defensive plays against the Fly Boys this season. Two outs. Here's the first pitch to Moss. That breaks in there. And oh, misses just outside. My apologies. I thought that one got the end of the strike zone. So Allen just missed, and it's 1-0. Feeling it could be a bullpen day for the Fly Boys based on the pitching rotation we were given. A lot of guys may be asked to go one inning, possibly a couple. Brian Yetter went five innings out of the bullpen last night. 1-0, breaking ball is down. This is the way, 2-0. Ryan Schieffer went just two innings, gave up six runs last night. He was great the first two innings, and then third inning, walked five batters and gave up a pair of hits. 7-3 victory for Elizabethton. In that one. But the bullpen has been solid all week for the Fly Boys. Look to do so again, or hopefully have a great start from Liberio here. Run on second, two outs, 2-0. In the dirt now, 3-0 to Moss. Moss drew four walks in one game at Pioneer Park. I believe that was the last time the Doughboys made the trek over to Greenville. And drew four walks that day. So Moss has been able to get on base against the Fly Boys for sure. May not have a lot of hits against them, but has been able to get on, and of course his defense. The 3-0 pitch to Michael Moss. That one's high. That's a four-pitch walk with two outs, and Moss will stand over at first base. Second walk of the day issued by Liberio early in this one. As Logan Hugo steps in. And Hugo, the right fielder, has got a lot of power behind him. The Eastern Michigan Eagle, batting 231 on the year, and OPS of 711. He's hit some out in batting practice for sure. He's been phenomenal with a lot of power. He's hit some off the wall up at Johnson City. That one swung and fouled off. Oh, one had a RBI triple and an RBI double against Greenville earlier this season, so he can hit one to the outfield. That could score two runs here and give the Doughboys a lead. 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys. 0-1 with two outs. Here's Logan Hugo. Check on Johnson over at second. Here's the pitch, breaking ball. That gets in there for a strike. It was dropped by Collins, but it got on the corner of the strike zone. It's 0-2, so Liberio a strike away from getting out of this jam after issuing the two-out walk to Moss. Runs at first and second, two outs, 0-2 count coming to Logan Hugo in a 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys here in the top of the second inning. Liberio gets the sign, now Hugo will get set. Liberio is ready. Checks back on the runner Johnson at second, and now will fire. Swing and a miss, strike three. Jack Liberio Jr. gets out of the inning. A leadoff double from Johnson. A two-out walk to Moss, but Jack Liberia comes up clutch and shuts down the Doughboy offense in the second inning. Fly Boys look to extend their lead. We return for the bottom of the second inning on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought!
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Jack Liberio Jr. comes up big, gets the strikeout, runs at first and second to end the inning as Fly Boys lead it 1-0 thanks to Jack O'Reilly's sack fly back in the first. And will look to do what they couldn't do last night, have some offense after the first inning. They scored 3 runs in the first inning, did the Fly Boys, and didn't score again. Had the bases loaded in the second. But after the second inning, just Shamar Dolan came up with 2 hits as the Fly Boys lost 7-3. Looking to get back to 500 for the 4th time this season. The Fly Boys have gotten to 500 4 times. They have been over 500 actually 0 times. Ankeny comes in, first pitch swinging high into the air and fouled out play. 0-1. Ankeny batting 256 on the year as 3rd homer of the season up at Princeton. Line shot down the right field line that just kept going and going and got over the wall. It got out of here quickly, 98 miles per hour off the bat. The 0-1 to Ankeny, breaking ball is low, 1-1 from Will Westbrock. Westbrock's gone 1 inning, up 2 hits, 1 run, and has walked 1 batter. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt, 2-1, Harbison has to block that one. Brock is kind of mixing his pitches up a lot here. Trying to move around the zone, it seems like. And I don't know if he's kind of a ground ball pitcher or what he's trying to do here. 2-1 slider, and it's in there for a strike, 2-2. That might be the pitch to go to. Getting that call in the corner. He's done well. Here comes Bo Ankeny up with a 2-2 count. Breaking ball, it hits softly over the short. King picks it up for the first. It is just in time, and there's one away in the second. And now I'll bring up Alex Diaz. And Diaz was sent to the developmental site, like we told you, a while back, and then went a couple of days without seeing any action, of course. Went 8 days between June 14th and June 26th, played against Elizabethton, struck out twice. First pitch, he sees in there for a strike, 0-1. This is Diaz's first action since that game on June 26th. So Diaz kind of coming in as a rotation-type guy, giving Dub Gleed a day off. That one breaks outside and just misses, 1-1. Diaz has been very good on defense this season. Still trying to get rolling batting-wise at times. When he gets on, he's been dangerous with his speed. 1-1 breaks down away. It's now 2-1. Now, Cloud County Community College, native of Brooklyn, New York, and sounds like he has a lot of family here. It's a lot of families here taking in the ball game, and glad to have them here in person here at Pioneer Park. 2-1. That one's hit skyward, and now a play. 2-2. A lot of families here for the weekend for both sides. Got a lot of Doughboy fans in attendance, which is great to see them travel well. Again, just 30 minutes or so separate these two teams. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming to Diaz. That one's hit to the outfield. Going to hang in the air and will drop. And that's a one-out single for Alex Diaz. Just blooped it into center field. Third hit of the day for the Flyboys, and Diaz with one out single for Kean Saylor. Saylor will step in, looking to bring Diaz home and extend this lead. Saylor's been struggling for a bit, trying to get that batting average back up. That one's high. Saylor's batting just 161, but has an OPS of 433. So when he's gotten a hit, it's very effective. Going up. That one is high and outside, 2-0. Saylor had a sack fly against Elizabethton last Saturday. The 11-1 victory. 11-1 victory, pardon me. 2-0. Another breaking ball outside. 3-0 from Westbrook. These breaking balls just breaking too far away in the dirt. Some action again in the Johnson City bullpen. Wonder, again, how long will Westbrook stay in tonight? Already down 1-0. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That one's in there for a strike, 3-1. 3-1 with one out, 1-0 lead for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the second. And Diaz has a one-out single, and that's why he stands at first base. 3-1, that one's in the dirt, and that's a one-out walk for Saylor, and their bases have two boys on base at first and second, and the top of the order, Miles Smith up, and not the guy you want to see with guys on base if you're Johnson City or really any team in the Appy League right now. Miles Smith drew a walk and came around to score his last time up. So he has now scored a run in 8 straight ball games as Miles Smith. Looking to continue that streak and possibly one swing of the bat. That one gets in there on the corner for a strike, 0-1. Smith thought that was a little high, but it just gets the corner. That was a 5-pitch walk to lead off the contest for Smith. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses low. Frame job not found by Harbison. Now it's 1-1. Anything to the outfield, you got to think Diaz, if it gets down, Diaz will come try to score. And heck, Kean Saylor, with his speed, may try to test the arms of the John City Doughboys. 1-1. That breaking ball finds the spot. That one was pitched perfectly from Westbrook, and it's 1-2. So going off with the curveball now, trying to make these hitters think here. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming to Miles Smith from Westbrook. That pitch, it's high in the air. Going to hang up near the third base side, and making the catch is Ethan Payne, 2-away. It's now 2 outs to David Bishop. Bishop flew out to left his last time up in foul territory. Bishop looking to bring Diaz and Saylor home in the bottom of the second inning. Make it at least a 2-0 game. He'd love to make it a 4-0 game with a well-hit ball over the outfield fence. Actually, with his family in town, 4th of July weekend. 2 outs, runs at first and second for the Flyboys. Breaking ball misses high, 1-0. Action in the bullpen for the Doughboys. It looks like Ethan Schaub is warming up. See how long Westbrook goes in this one. The 1-0 pitch from Westbrook to Bishop. Bishop chops that one. Will it get through the hole? No. Payne with a stop spin move for the first in time. Great play by Ethan Payne. That's a heck of a stop on the ball that just about snuck through. Makes the spin move and throws the first to get Bishop out on the ground out. And the Flyboys can't score anything. So, still 1-0 lead for Greenville as we head to top of the third inning. And Johnson City break open the scoreboard. We return to Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
1-0 lead for the Flyboys here in the top of the third inning. Had runners at first and second, but couldn't score. Same for Johnson City. Had runners at first and second, but a strikeout by Jack Liberio. Got the Doughboys off the board, so a defensive battle here early between these two teams as Matt Maselli will step up to lead off the top of the third inning. Looking to get on and get some offense going for the Doughboys here in the top of the third inning. Selly will step in. The Stony Brook Seawolf. First pitch from Liberio is in the dirt. 1-0. Top of the order will come back up with McKay, Barney, and Ashton King this inning. Barney swinging the first pitch he saw and hit out the center field. It's called by Miles Smith. 1-0. That one's hit over toward right field. Sailor's going to have to get on his horse. Now Smith will call him off, makes the run over, makes the catch, and there's one away here in the top of the third inning. Smith had the fly over that one. That one hung in the air for just a little too long, and McKay Barney will step in. Barney flew out to center field on the first pitch of the game, his last time up, so he'll look to see what he can do here and try to break on the scoreboard. The shift is back on for the Flyboys. Smith will move over to the left. Sailor moves to right. There's a pretty big gap between right field and center field if Barney can poke one that direction. First pitch, and Barney lays off of it, but it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Barney wearing the stirrups. Like that fashion choice. I've only seen him and Alex McCoy wear the stirrups in the Appy League this season. I think more guys should go with it. More players wearing the high socks for Johnson City, though, as are some of their coaches. So, solid fashion choice with the black socks showing off. The 0-1. Barney's going to square the bunt, and it goes popping over down the left field line foul. So, a little surprise bunt as Ankeny was nowhere near there. Collins would have had to try to pick that one up. But now 0-2, and maybe that bunt's taken away if you're McKay Barney. 0-2 pitch, one out. Here in the top of the third inning, a 1-0 lead for the Flyboys after O'Reilly sack fly back in the first inning of this ballgame. You're on a cloudy night at Pioneer Park. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Liberio. That one misses just outside. Liberio thought that was strike three, and now it's 1-2. That one just missed a little low. Trying to get that curveball again. Couldn't quite get the edge of the strike zone. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming to McKay Barney with one out in the top of the third inning. Here's the pitch from Liberio. Swing and a miss. Swung like a sword. That's the third strikeout of the contest for Jack Liberio. And there's quickly two away here in the top of the third inning for Ashton King. Ashton King, the shortstop out of ETSU from Knoxville, so from just down the road, is King playing for his hometown. Not hometown team, his home school team in ETSU, of course, Johnson City. Staying located about a mile or so from ETSU's campus. King drew a walk his last time up. First pitch you see is high for a ball, 1-0. King did hit a home run against the Flyboys earlier this season, so has made some great plays at short. That's King this year, the 1-0 pitch. Well outside, breaking ball, it's 2-0. Trying to get the first 1-2-3 inning of the ball game for either side is Liberio here. A 2-0 count with two outs to Ashton King. It's 2-0 pitch. That one's fouled right back at us. There wasn't a net there. That one's probably coming up in this booth, or at least the first couple of rows. Some fans down behind there did flinch a little bit. Luckily, we got the netting here, so everybody's safe and ready to go. Some parks where you're broadcasting from, Kingsport, sometimes Bristol, you got to be aware of foul balls for sure. The 2-1 pitch. That was in there for a strike, and Deuce is wild. Now on to Ashton King with two outs. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming to Ashton King. Two outs in the top of the third inning. Flyboys looking for a 1-2-3 inning here. The top of the third. Liberia set. He'll deliver. That one's chopped right back to Liberio. He's going to sprint over for the first in time. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for Jack Liberio Jr. And the Doughboys are kept off the scoreboard again. Flyboys look to increase their lead. Let's find out if they can do it when we return here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Back here as we head to the bottom of the third inning, Flyboys up 1-0 on Johnson City. And fans, whenever you're at Pioneer Park, whether it's tonight or whether it's Monday for July 4th, get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. Make sure you stop by the concession stand. Get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. Monday, hot dogs, fireworks, baseball. What more could you want? Watch your Flyboys this Monday and enjoy an Elm Helm hot dog, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. A 1-0 lead for the Flyboys here. In this one, as we head to the bottom of the third inning. And Brock Daniels will lead off the bottom of the third. Daniels got a one-out single, but was stuck at third base to end the inning. Back in the first inning, Daniels will look to get some offense going here. First pitch, breaking ball, high, almost gets Daniels in the head. He has to duck down. It's 1-0. Daniels looking to hit one to the outfield here. Breaking ball, another one in the dirt. Now 2-0. It's now 2-0 from Westbrook, because he's kind of been all over the place at times. That one's high, 3-0. Westbrook hasn't had a single pitch hit the strike zone, anywhere near the strike zone, this first at bat. Here's the 3-0 pitch to Daniels, and that one almost clips Daniels. That's a four-pitch walk to lead off. The top of the third inning, that's the third walk from Westbrook. After four straight pitches, just hit nowhere near the strike zone, and now Ian Doherty comes up. He had a single his last time up, was stuck at first base to end the inning. So he'll look to see if he can bring home Daniels. Nobody out, bottom of the third. That one's hit foul, rolls up the top of the concourse, bounces back in, 0-1. Doherty had his fourth home run of the season last night off the bottom of the scoreboard. Did not hit the video board, much to... As everybody was bringing a sigh of relief here for the Flyboys. That was in the dirt. Daniels thinks about going to second, but he'll get about halfway there and stop, and now it's 1-1. Daniels thought about getting a jump on that one and smartly runs back. Daniels has been caught stealing a solid amount of times this year, but he has about six stolen bases. 1-1. Hit over to right field and diving catch cannot be made off the glove of the second baseman, but thrown the fielder's choice. Gets out of the inning. That was a tough play as Maselli tried to make the snow cone catch, dropped at the last minute. Daniels was already back at first, so the fielder's choice gives Doherty on the first base, and Daniels is out. That's just a weird play. Good play heads up by Maselli, though, to knock that one down before any damage could be done and to recover there. So one out, and O'Reilly up. He has a sack fly today that scored the lone run of the ball game. That one's outside, one and up. O'Reilly in the RBI, his ninth of the season. Love to get number 10, possibly number 11 with a home run here. That one breaks away. It's now 2-1. 2-0, pardon me. Westbrock kind of wild around the strike zone here at times. I think he's still trying to find a little groove for him. He, again, only allowed the one run. 2-0, that one's high. 3-0. This is what we saw of Ryan Schieffer last night. Had solid first two innings, a great first two innings. 1-2-3 innings, got the first six players out, but then walked five batters in the third inning. 3-0. That one finds the corner of the strike zone, 3-1. Hoping to avoid that is Westbrock here. That one gets hit high into the air, going to hang on up. Getting underneath it is Maselli, and he'll make the catch, and there's two away. So getting guys to fly out at least. It's taken them a while to get some strikes for the players to swing at, but Westbrock's been able to get the fly outs or the ground outs when he's needed to so far in this one. Because Avery Collins, he grounded out to third to end the inning. Because even Payne's been very good at third base today. Made a fantastic play to end the second inning on Bishop. That one's hit off the end of the bat, hanging in the air. Maselli is going to call off Moss. Nope, Moss is going to call off Maselli, and that ends the inning. So, a leadoff walk, but a couple of pop-outs. Or three straight pop-outs, pardon me. In the frame. And Flyboys are off the board. We played a third of this ballgame. 1-0 lead for the Flyboys. We'll see if the defense can hold Johnson City again. We return, Flyboys, Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
1-0 lead for the Flyboys. We head to the top of the fourth inning, and fans, it's Seltzer Saturday, $3 Bud Light Seltzers. But you know what else is here on tap at Pioneer Park? That's Wicked Weed. Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed's been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft this weekend, or possibly on Monday, 4th of July, 7 o'clock ball game. And find Wicked Weed on tap at Pioneer Park. At your local retailer today. Get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com for Monday's game. Right now, in the first game of this series, three games against the Doughboys, Jack Liberio has found a groove. He's allowed just one hit, has walked two, and struck out three in this one. He has done very well to keep Johnson City off the scoreboard. It's been a pretty defensive battle in this one, a 1-0 lead. Only run the sack fly by Jack O'Reilly back in the first. Here comes Kyle Harbison, ground out to a 5-4-3 double play, turned by Bo Ankeny. It's the last time up as that one gets in there for a strike 0-1. Ankeny threw it to Daniels, then threw it over to Bishop, first base, to keep the Doughboys off the board. 0-1 coming from Liberio to Harbison. Here's the pitch. That one's hit over back to Ankeny again. Ankeny picks it up, throws the first in plenty of time, and there's one away here. So once again, Harbison hits it right toward Ankeny, and now that's five straight batters retired for the Doughboys. Jared Johnson steps in. He had a leadoff double back in the second inning, but was stuck there. After a ground out by Pena and a pair of strikeouts by Payne and Hugo, ended the frame. He's got the lone hit of the day for the Johnson City Doughboys. First pitch is outside, 1-0. Came off the first pitch of the second inning, pardon me, as well. Left fielder from Brown up in Rhode Island out of the Ivy League. It's the 1-0. Breaking ball is high, 2-0. I've seen three hits by the Fly Boys today. Just one hit by John C. Defensive ball game for sure. 2-0. That one just misses low, and it just missed. Now 3-0. So Iberia in danger of issuing his third walk of the ball game, and Johnson getting on base for the second straight time. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That one misses low. That's a four-pitch walk as Johnson reaches safely for the second straight time today, and that's a one-out walk. Pena grounded out the short his last time up on a great play by Alex Diaz. Look off Johnson. If he does that here, then it might be a double play ball. Seen one turn today. My boys love to get two to end the inning unscathed and keep the 1-0 lead. No action in the Fly Boys bullpen yet. After we thought it would be a bullpen day, but Jack Liberia has done very well this evening. Liberia checks on first. Now throw it wide. It's 1-0, and that's now five straight balls from Jack Liberia. Granted, he had one that came close that just missed the strike zone. So he hasn't been too erratic as Liberia tonight. But the three walks to the three strikeouts. One hit, though. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and they're going to check back on Johnson over at first base. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming from Liberio to Roberto Pena. And Liberio's going to throw back to first. That one was almost high. Bitch had to grab that one at the last minute. Riley Taylor had a pair of throwing errors against Elizabethton earlier in the week, and that cost about two runs. So, got to be careful when throwing back to first to the Fly Boys, as they have struggled at times here at this ballpark this week doing so. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's fouled off by Pena and gets off the netting, and it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch as Liberia gets back set with one out. Possibly looking for a ground out after he walks Johnson. For a ground ball to end the inning. It's still a cloudy night here at Pioneer Park. The 1-1. That one's high. 2-1. As Collins is stand up for that one. Andrew Morones is standing up in the bullpen as Caden Nelson. They're expected to come out. Possibly some Shane Tucker action tonight. Maybe some Caleb Jones as well for the second time. He threw two pitches and got out of a jam against Elizabethton to get the save. So he's got plenty of arm available. Let's see what happens with Liberio here. 2-1. That one's high. Now 3-1. So Liberio now getting a little wide here on some of these breaking balls. Haven't seen any big action from the bullpen. Haven't seen any catchers run down there, it looks like. So, but do have pitchers standing up and stretching. 3-1 pitch coming to Pena with just one out. Johnson over at first as the sun makes an appearance here at Pioneer Park. 3-1. Chop to third. Foul ball. And oh, the coach can't make the play. Believe that was Wayne Reiser, if I'm not mistaken. And Wayne Reiser could not make the play over at third. Ah, coach, you got to make that one. Tough play, tough play. We'll agree on that one. Sun makes an appearance here through the clouds at Pioneer Park. What's turned to be a nice night. Payoff pitch coming to Pena with one out from Liberio. Johnson over at first after drawing a walk. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Nope, going to throw it back and check on Johnson. Make sure he's not taking off. This 3-2 pitch. Payne is on deck. Ethan Payne struck out his last time up. So here comes the payoff pitch to Roberto Pena. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Liberia gets set and fires. Swing, and that one's foul tipped into the glove of Collins. Strike three. That's the fourth strikeout of the ballgame by Jack Liberio. Comes Ethan Payne. Ethan Payne will step in. He struck out his last time up. The Tennessee Volunteer, who has a home run this season over against the Greenville Flyboys, struck out back in the second inning. Runner on first is Johnson. Just one out. Here's the pitch to Liberio. From Liberio, that one's high, 1-0. Liberio's been kind of erratic at times when he got the strikeout. To getting the ground out to start the inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming from Jack Liberio Jr. That one breaks again and misses 2-0. Got that pitch kind of on the inside edge of the strike zone, and trying to hit that edge again is Liberio, but Payne is, that pitch is just missing, and Payne's recognizing it, not swinging at it, making Liberio hit that spot once again. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Payne. That one's high, now 3-0. So a 3-0 count now as Liberio tries to avoid his second walk of the inning, and it would be his fourth walk of the night. He's got three walks and four strikeouts, only one hit allowed. Johnson has been able to get on base despite just having one hit. Here's the 3-0 pitch from Liberio. That one finds the edge of the strike zone. It's 3-1. So we'll see if Payne's more aggressive here. He's got a green light 3-1, still ahead in the count. Two outs, run at first is Johnson after he drew a walk in the fourth with one out here in the fourth inning. Here's 3-1 pitch. Throw back, check on Johnson, and Fall Bishop got the back leg before Johnson could slide in there, but bang, bang, play, and Johnson is in there safely. Now 3-1 pitch with two outs to Ethan Payne here in the top of the fourth. 3-1, fires, that one is in the dirt, and that's another walk, two-out walk, issued to Payne. Now a pair of walks this inning by Liberio, is fourth for the day. And you gotta wonder how long Liberio will stay in. Still no action in the bullpen of the Flyboys. And Moss comes up, he drew a walk his last time up, he drew four straight walks against the Flyboys the last time he was at Pioneer Park. Came around to score off of two of them. So Moss is able to get on base against Greenville for sure. His first pitch is low and dirt, and now that's another ball. So Liberio kind of erratic a bit this inning. Up to avoid what his teammate Ryan Schiefer did last night and walking a couple of runs. There's that first and second, two outs. Top of the fourth inning. 1-0 lead for the Flyboys. 1-0. Hit foul and shot foul, and the end of the bat came flying off, or at least a piece of the bat came flying off us. The right down the middle of the barrel is just gone. That went one way. Ball went the other way, and I have to get a new bat as Michael Moss, 1-1. Looking at how the bat broke as Michael Moss is literally just a sliver down the barrel, and now Moss is going to grab a bat, get some pine tar on it so he can get some grip, and it's going to be a 1-1 count after the broken bat hit foul. You saw Miles Smith at Johnson City the last time up there, broke the end of his bat off and landed on the dugout, and if it wasn't for the netting, it would have taken out a whole family of four. Luckily, there was a netting there over the top of the Flyboy dugout, TVA Credit Union Ballpark. This one, nobody harmed. It goes down the third base line and results in a foul ball. 1-1 count coming to Michael Moss. Two outs, runs at first and second. Here in the top of the fourth, a 1-0 lead for the Greenville Flyboys. Liberio looking to come up clutch once again. The 1-1. That one's in the dirt, blocked by Collins. 2-1. Burlington and Danville have started, and they're in the bottom of the first inning, getting a little bit late start because of a rain delay, so we'll keep you updated on that one. Bluefield's now up 16-2 on Bristol in the top of the fifth, so Bluefield has found their offense and is unleashing it upon the Bristol State Liners tonight. Here's a 2-1 pitch from Liberio the Moss. Two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Collins. Now 3-1, and Liberio in danger, venturing his third walk of the inning and walking the bases loaded with two outs for Logan Hugo, who stands on deck. Time's going to get called as Liberio will get a new baseball. Again, the sun's coming out as it's setting now, so just center field in the sunlight. That's Miles Smith. Right field, Ian Saylor's got some sun, but everything else is behind the concourse. It's turned to a beautiful night here at Pioneer Park after we thought some rain was going to come through. So here's the 3-1 pitch with two outs from Liberio the Moss. Here's the pitch. That one is fine. It's the bottom of the strike zone. I thought that was ball four. I thought it just missed. Now it's 3-2. And here comes the payoff pitch to Moss. Liberio looking to get out of another inning unscathed. We're going to a slim 1-0 lead. Two outs, top of the fourth, payoff pitch coming from Jack Liberio Jr. Runs at first and second. Liberio gets set and fires. Swing and a miss, strike three. Jack Liberio Jr. more clutch than a 97 Mustang. He gets his fifth strikeout of the night and holds Johnson City off the scoreboard. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Flyboys still holding on to a 1-0 lead on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Swartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Head to the bottom of the fourth inning as Jack Liberio Jr. You know what? On the stat sheet, it may look kind of ugly with the four walks, but just one hit and the five strikeouts. He has gotten out of some jams here to keep it a 1-0 ball game here at Pioneer Park. Will Westbrock's going out, and again, stat line not great. Three hits, one run, and three walks, but again, has not really allowed the Flyboys to do much of anything since that first inning. Got three straight pop-outs the last inning. Got a fielder's choice and then fly-outs to second and third. After walking, Daniels, the first batter he saw. So, and pitchers aren't putting up any numbers that you'll sit there and go, wow, you're going to win some awards for. But the stat line that matters the most is those runs. And other than the sack fly, Westbrock's been very good. Breaking ball outside, 1-0. Ankeny last time up, grounded out to short to lead off the second inning. Second pitch he sees, fouls off, and it's now 1-1. Ankeny looking for, would love to get his fourth home run. It sounds like a lot of his family is in attendance tonight for the 4th of July weekend. We'll have to get one here in front of his family here at Pioneer Park. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, hit high in the air, gonna hang up, keep going, it's off the wall. Ankeny rounds first, he's heading to second, he's gonna be there with a stand-up leadoff double. That one was just a couple of feet from getting out of here, and it goes off the top of the wall. Leadoff double for Bo Ankeny here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Alex Diaz will come up with a runner in scoring position. Diaz had a single and got the second his last time up in the second inning, but was stranded there after a great play by Ethan Payne ended the inning. Here's the pitch to Diaz, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Saw a collection of Alex Diaz fans that are here as well. Maybe his family down also for the July 4th holiday weekend. Glad to have you with us. Join part of your weekend Flyboys broadcasting that, but you know you want to enjoy Monday. Pioneer Park, 0-1. Hit sky on the air in foul territory. Moss is going to run over, going to hang out on the warning track, and makes the catch. There's one away. So, once again, a hit given up by Westbrook, or he allows the first base runner to reach, but he gets a pop fly. Now, Kian Saylor will step in. Saylor drew a walk his last time up, but was stranded on first base to end the inning. Saylor steps in with one out. Ankeny at second base after a leadoff double. Here's the pitch from Westbrook. That one finds the corner of the strike zone, just finds it, and it's 0-1. Saylor steps in, 0-1 count, one out. Ankeny up at second base. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one finds the same spot. Good pitch from Westbrook, 0-2. Westbrook has not struck anyone out tonight, but, again, been efficient. Keeping it to just a one-run ball game. Early defensive battle here at Pioneer Park. Here's the 0-2. That one's hit on line. Gets by Moss's glove. That's going to be a single. Rounding third, Ankeny. He's going to come in and score an RBI single for Kian Saylor. And the Flyboys lead it now 2-0. That one just got underneath the glove of Moss. As Kian Saylor gets the RBI single. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, a 2-0 ball game. So, Kian Saylor has reached both times tonight. He has been phenomenal. Back to the top of the order from Miles Smith. He popped out to third base in foul territory his last time up. And run at first with just one out. Looks at that first pitch strike, 0-1. Miles Smith has scored a run in 8 straight ball games now. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss now, 0-2. Smith looking possibly for his fourth home run of the season on that one. Saylor with the RBI single to score Ankeny. Ankeny's leadoff double. 2-0 lead for the Flyboys. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That one's high, 1-2. So 1-2 pitch coming now. Again, no action now in John Cleese's bullpen, so Westbrook going to stay out there for a while. He's getting up 5 hits. 2 runs and has walked 3. 1-2. That one's low. Now 2-2 with 1 out. Two pitch coming to Miles Smith. That one breaks down low, and now the count runs full. So Smith's battled back after going down 0-2, looking for his second walk of the night. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Saylor's going to take off for second. Throw is not in time. A strikeout by Westbrook, but Saylor does steal second base on that one and is now in scoring position himself. And now coach for John Cleese is going to argue about possible catcher's interference on the swing by Smith, but see what the call is here. Smith was swinging on that one, missed the ball, and Bishop will step in, we think, for now, as Coach Kevin Mahoney is arguing with our home plate umpire about the possibility of catcher interference. But our home plate umpire is not going to give him the call, and so Kian Saylor is going to stand at second base after the strikeout by Westbrook allows him to move up. Bishop will step in. Bishop is 0-for-2 tonight. And if it wasn't for a heck of a play by Ethan Payne, would have probably had an RBI single his last time up. So Saylor at second with 2 outs. In the bottom of the fourth inning, a 2-0 lead now for the Flyboys. Here's the pitch. That one's hit over to third. Goes over Payne's head. Rounding third is going to be Saylor. Bishop's rounding first base. He's going to try for second. The throw is off the line. Bishop's going to run the third. The throw to third base is not in time. That's an RBI double. And Bishop will advance on the throw. And now it's a 3-0 lead. An RBI double by Bishop, and then he advances on the wide throw by an error by the left fielder Johnson, and now Bishop stands 90 feet away. with chance to continue to blow this one up in 3-0 lead now as Daniel steps in and looks at a strike on the edge of the strike zone, 0-1. So RBI double from Bishop and RBI single from Saylor. Fine boys up 3-0. Breaking ball hit off the edge of the bat and goes foul toward the Johnson City bullpen. It's now 0-2 with two outs. That one again. Those hits just snuck by the gloves of Michael Moss and Ethan Payne. It's 0-2. That one's reached out for over the head. Bishop's going to come in to score. 4-0 lead. Daniels is trying for two. The throw is on the line in time, and Daniels is out, but an RBI single by Brock Daniels scores another run, and that ends the inning, however, but the Fly Boys now lead it 4-0. So RBI singles by Daniels and Saylor and RBI double by Bishop have blown this one open. 4-0 lead for the Fly Boys. We head to the top of the fifth inning. And if the Fly Boy defense can hold off Johnson City again, we return to the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
They're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's now a 4-0 lead for the Fly Boys after that one was just blown open thanks to RBI singles by Kean Saylor and Brock Daniels, and then an RBI double by David Bishop as well. Have blown this one up to a 4-0 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. Jack Liberio Jr. out for another inning of work. And he'll face Logan Hugo, who struck out his last time up. 4-0 lead for the Fly Boys, and plenty of insurance now for Jack Liberio Jr. going for a fifth inning of work. That pitch is low to Hugo, 1-0. Five nothing lead for the Fly Boys here. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Now it's 1-1. Pardon me, 4-0 lead here. Here's the 1-1. That one's hit sky high into the air. Hanging up. Collins looks for it. Takes off all his catcher gear. And we can't make the catch, but Liberio makes one. Running into that Collins. And grabs the ball and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So Hugo flies out to start off the inning. In foul territory, Matt Maselli in now. He flew out the center his last time up. This is a 4-0 lead for the Fly Boys here in the top of the fifth inning with one out. The 0-1, that one's hit. Off the edge of the bat, hanging in the air. Going to be a tough play for Saylor and Daniels, and they can't get it. That's a single for Matt Maselli. It drops in between both Daniels and Saylor. That's just the second hit of the ball game for the Doughboys. Their first since the second inning. And now something going for the Doughboys with just one out. So back top of the order, McKay Barney will step in. Again, some clouds moving back in. Hopefully we can get at least the five innings in, and it's not an issue. That was in the dirt blocked by Collins, 1-0. Barney 0-for-2 tonight. Will fly out the center and a strikeout. Part of the five strikeouts by Jack Liberio Jr. tonight. That has kept Johnson City off the scoreboard. A 4-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Here's the 1-0 pitch. With Maselli over at first with the bloop single to the outfield. That one is stopped by Collins outside now. 2-0. It's 2-0 pitch coming to Barney. Well, Liberia again said the four walks, but that's a five strikeouts kind of counterbalance it. 2-0. That one finds Mama strike zone 2-1. Only two hits given up by Liberia, and that was the first one he gave up since the second inning to Maselli earlier in this frame. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Jack Liberio Jr. It's over at first, and now we'll fire. That one's low and away, 3-1. Johnson's gotten runners the first and second in every inning except for the third and the first. And they haven't scored a run, so Liberio's being clutch when he's needed to come up big for the Fly Boys. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Barney. That one's hit off the end of the bat, hang up in foul territory. Ankeny's going to give a chase and can't find it, and it's now going to run full. The count runs full to Barney. Looking around the rest of the Appy League. Princeton out 6-0 on Pulaski. Danville up 3-0 on Burlington. That's in the second. Elizabethan up 7-2 on Kingsport in top of the fifth. So Elizabethan looking to knock off the top team in the West Division. And Bluefield's up 16-2 on Bristol in the bottom of the sixth. Ridge Runners are rolling in that one. Here's the payoff pitch to McKay Barney. Nothing. They're going to have a pickoff, and the throw is wide. That's a throwing error by Jack Liberio. Now running the third base is Maselli. And the throwing error by Liberio has allowed Maselli to reach in the scoring position. So Maselli 90 feet away from making it a three-run ball game if anything can get hit to the outfield by Barney. Count runs full of the throwing error by Jack Liberio is that one. That's the third throwing error by a pitcher this week for the Fly Boys. Here's the payoff pitch now from Liberio. That one's nulled up the end of the bat, hang up in foul territory. Collins going to chase it down, looks for it, and cannot grab it before it hits the brick wall, and Collins is down. He runs right into the brick wall. Collins went sliding right into that brick wall, right next to the dugout, and looks a little worse for wear right now. He's looking around, talking to Coach Jermaine Kirst, Trey Maria Mueller right now. So they're going to check on him, make sure he's okay. And now Collins is going to stand up, and he's going to stay in the game. Collins went flying right into that brick wall, and he's kind of laughing it off right now with his pitcher, Jack Liberio. And Jack's kind of asking, "You good?" And Collins kind of grinning a little bit, and there's a lot of friends of his and family in the crowd this weekend. The Greenville, Tennessee native lives just down the road from here. It looks to be okay. There's Avery Collins. That would have been a fantastic catch, though, if he would have been able to make it, but was just a little too far and sliding right into the wall. So here's another payoff pitch to McKay Barney. Maselli over at third after the throwing error by Jack Liberio Jr. Here's the payoff pitch number two with one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Liberio gets set and fires. That one's up in the bat and goes out of play. off the netting, and it's now 3-2 once again. So Barney able to stay alive right now. A sack fly would score one and cut in two this Flyboy lead. Barney steps back in and gets set. Payoff pitch coming from Liberio. One out on top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. That one's hit over the short bay. Short. That's going to be over to first. Probably hit over the second. That's what I meant to say. But the ground out scores a run as Barney productive out. And that's the first run of the day for the Doughboys. So a productive ground out for Barney makes the 4-1 game, and here comes Ashton King. King will step in. He is 0-1 tonight. Ground out to Liberio his last time up as that one misses for a ball 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch to King. That one's chopped back to Liberio again. Liberio guns it over to Bishop at first, and once again, King grounds out to the pitcher. But an RBI ground out from McKay Barney has got the Doughboys on the board. They now trail 4-1. Flyboys look to add some insurance. When we return, bottom of the fifth inning coming up from Pioneer Park. Here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
They're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
4-1 lead for the Flyboys entering the bottom of the fifth inning. And fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. That's why McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. Team of experienced agents will guide you for every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail, so there's no need to stress. Why would you ever take a chance? Call the McCray Real Estate Group at 423-704-9866 or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. Also find the McCray Real Estate Group on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. 4-1 lead for the Flyboys. They scored three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning to pull ahead, and John City answered with one run of their own in the top of the fifth. So found some offense at both of these teams as Ian Doherty will lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. And Doherty today is 1-for-2. A single and reached on a fielder's choice back in the third inning. He'll step in here. First pitch from Westbrook, who's out there for another inning of work, in there for a strike 0-1. That breaking ball has worked well for Westbrook at times. He's trying to find some control after he kind of lost it a bit last inning. That one's hit off the end of the bat, high in the air, and will get out of play 0-2. If you're Westbrook, you can't leave anything hanging to Ian Doherty. He will knock it out of this ballpark, despite, once again, no wind at Pioneer Park. On a cloudy night in Greenville, Tennessee. Here's the 0-2. That one's hit skyward, up in the air, now play. Doherty stays alive. Four-one lead for the Flyboys here. Doherty looks for another one. That one misses low, and it's 1-2. A lot of family in town for the 4th of July weekend. These Flyboy players and Doughboy fans here as well. Glad to see them out enjoying the ballgame. 1-2. That one's it high into the air and out of play, and Daugherty stays alive. Daugherty had a long gap bat before hitting a homer against Kingsport that tied the game last week. But then also hit a homer against Princeton on the first pitch he saw in that bat. So, always equal opportunities for sure. In the dirt, 2-2 now. Now, there's been some action in John C.'s bullpen really all night long. Now it looks like that one's going to hit off the end of the bat, but Daugherty hanging in the air. Going to be a tough play, and it will just get off play. Looks like Carter Kelsey of Seton Hall is warming up now. And, yes, that is Carter Kelsey, so. Yes, this will be close to 80 pitches for Westbrook. Here's 2-2. Breaking ball is high, and now the count runs full. So Daugherty's battled back from an 0-2 deficit to make it 3-2. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. 4-1 lead for the Flyboys. Payoff pitch. That one swung, hit high into the air. It's going to hang up. That's going to hang up for a while. And because of that, just able to make the catch is the center fielder, McKay Barney, for out number one. That one would have been a little blooper. Daugherty would have a leadoff single, but that one just hung up in the air a little too long. There's one away for Jack O'Reilly. O'Reilly got the first run of the ball game in with the sack fly in the first. Popped out the second his last time up. To get on base here. Breaking balls in there for a strike, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one breaks away. It's now 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch, one out to O'Reilly. In the dirt, now 2-0. So, wonder how much quicker, the Doughboys bullpen will start to warm up. Here's the 2-1. That one's high, now 3-1. So, O'Reilly looking to draw a one-out walk, get on base for the first time today. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch from Westbrook. Count runs full. O'Reilly and Collins, the only two batters, have not reached safely today for Flyboys. Westbrook looked to work quickly, and O'Reilly called time before Westbrook could fire. Here's the payoff pitch. That one's chopped over toward Payne, and it'll go foul. O'Reilly stays alive. That would have been a tough play again by Payne. He's made one good play tonight where he had to make the little spin move to get the out of Bishop back in the second inning. A ball that almost went between him and Ashton King to the outfield that, at the time, probably would have brought in the second run of the ball game at 2-0. Instead, he makes a spin move against the out over at first. But it's a 4-1 lead for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the payoff pitch. O'Reilly hits that one off the end of the bat. Hangs in the air. Going to be a tough play for the right fielder. It's going to go to the bullpen. And Andrew Morones, or pardon me, that is Rowan Tarbert. I tried to make the catch in the bullpen. Could not make it. And the pitch number 8 of the at-bat coming to Jack O'Reilly. 3-2 again. And that one misses, and that's a walk. So a one-out walk. Issue to Jack O'Reilly. He reaches base safe for the first time today. Fourth walk of the day by Westbrook. And Avery Collins, who looks good to go after running into the wall, steps in. And Collins, however, is 0 for 2, a ground out and a fly out. Look to get something here to get on base safely. Avery hits that one high into the air. It's going to hang up, going to go, and it will go just foul. And if there was any more feet to the right, that one would have been out of here. That one was about 5 feet away from sneaking over the wall and getting out of here for his second home run of the year. Collins thought it was a home run as he slung the bat down and was getting ready to jog around, but it just snuck over to the left side of the foul pole, and it's a long strike instead. Collins had the one home run, of course, to right field that snuck to the left side of the right field pole earlier this season against Bristol. That was just a long strike, 0-1. That one's high and outside, 1-1. Everyone in this ballpark was standing up waiting on that one, thinking it was going to be the second home run of the season for Collins. We're about to check on O'Reilly, and he's back in there fine, 1-1. Collins absolutely grabbed a hold of that one, so I wonder if West Brock will try to avoid that spot here. 1-1. Allen breaks down low, 2-1. Still have Kelsey in the bullpen warming up for the Doughboys. I wonder how long West Brock will go here. 2-1. Hits skyward out of play, and it's now 2-2. Again, you got to play the full five innings to get the game in. Of course, some inclement weather slowly coming in. And hopefully, it's going to miss us late tonight. This will be a completed game if the Doughboys get out of this inning. One out, 2-2 count to Collins with a run on first and Jack O'Reilly. 2-2. Check swing. I'm going to say Collins went, and Collins is going to run the first. O'Reilly's going to second, and they're actually going to say Collins is out because O'Reilly was holding the base. That is a strikeout, but productive as the pass ball does allow O'Reilly to get in the scoring position, but it's a strikeout, now two outs. For Bo Ankeny, Ankeny had a leadoff double back in the fourth and came around to score off the RBI single by Kean Saylor, so Ankeny looking to bring home O'Reilly here and make it a 5-1 lead. That one's high, 1-0. Ankeny would love to get a home run here to get his fourth of the year. Anything to the outfield is going to score O'Reilly. The 1-0 pitch. Foul off right in front of us to the netting, 1-1. 1-2 outs, West Brock looking to keep it a three-run ball game. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, two outs. O'Reilly at second after drawing a walk and then advancing on the pass ball on the strikeout by Collins. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one's low and now 2-1. 2-1 to Bo Ankeny. He can get on. Diaz is standing on deck. Here's 2-1 with two outs. Swing, and that one's foul tipped to the glove of the catcher, Harbison. Now 2-2, deuces wild to Bo Ankeny. As West Brock looks for another clutch strikeout. I think his counterpart Liberio's been able to do all night long. 2-2 pitch with two outs. In the dirt, blocked by Harbison, and he couldn't find it for a while. If Bishop would have been paying attention, probably would have had a chance to get a third, but smartly stays at second, and now the count runs full. Payoff pitch with two outs coming for Bo Ankeny in the bottom of the fifth inning. Five boys up 4-1. O'Reilly at second. Ankeny trying to extend that lead. That one's well outside. That's a walk. Fifth walk of the day for West Brock. Ankeny's up. Is on first base now, and now with Alex Diaz up, and two outs, Diaz, and if he can poke one to the outfield, can extend this lead, but it looks like gonna have a discussion now. I'm wondering if that's the end of the drive for West Brock, and it's going to be. A call to the bullpen, West Brock has 4 2/3 of an inning, he's still on the hook for all these runners on board, as there'll be a new pitcher for the Doughboys, and we return. Fly Boys at first and second with two outs for Alex Diaz when we come back here. Fly Boys, Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track.
Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Carter Kelsey will come in with runners at first and second, two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning for the Fly Boys, Alex Diaz. Kelsey, 6'5", 235-pound righty out of Seton Hall, University of the Big East Conference. Kelsey this season has a 1-1 record, 14.73 ERA. He's gone just 3 2/3 of an inning, however, giving up 6 hits, 6 runs. All of them earned. Walked 4 and struck out 5. Did get the win over Pulaski back on June 15th, in which he went just 1/3 of an inning. Gave him a hit, a run, and walked 1, but also struck out 1 to end that wild game between the Doughboys and the River Turtles. So Carter Kelsey comes in and runs at first and second with two outs for Alex Diaz here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Flyboys up 4-1, looking to extend their lead. Diaz will step in the box, looking to bring home another run. His first pitch to Diaz, that one finds the bottom of the strike zone, 0-1. He's got a good fastball, the tall righty out of Seton Hall. Again, like I said, has the 5 strikeouts this season, including the big one against Pulaski. Wild ball game up there earlier in the year, 22-13, 0-1. That one's low and away. Finds out that same spot, could not, 1-1. The Doughboys went to Pulaski, won a game, 22-13, and lost the second one, 16-3. Tail of two has for sure in that one. Here's a 1-1 to Diaz. That one gets by the catcher Harbison. A wild pitch advances a pair of runners. Now both runners are in scoring position. O'Reilly and Ankeny. O'Reilly at third, Ankeny at second. And with one swing of the bat, Diaz can bring them both home. He gets one to drop in the outfield. Diaz gets on. Keegan Saylor, who is perfect today. That's an RBI single discredit and a run scored. Stands on deck. Here's the 2-1 pitch coming from Kelsey. Way outside, gets by Harbison again, bounced up the wall. Throw to the plate is not in time, sliding underneath the tags on O'Reilly. He comes in to score off the wild pitch, and it's now a 5-1 lead. So the run goes toward Westbrook as O'Reilly comes in to score. Back-to-back wild pitches from Kelsey. And now it's 5-1. And Ankeny sets at third base. And a 3-1 count with two outs to Alex Diaz. So 3-1 count coming to Alex Diaz. Looking to get on base himself or possibly get a base hit to bring home Ankeny and make it 6-1. Here's the pitch. Outside again. This time Harbison does block it, but it's a walk issued by Kelsey. The 6th walk today issued by Doughboys. And now Diaz has on first, and there's runner on the corners with two outs for Kian Saylor. 5-1 lead for the Flyboys here. Rain off in the distance, but hopefully it's going to stay away. Saylor chops that one up to first, foul, 0-1. Saylor is 1-for-1 today. Drew a walk back in the first, second inning, and then had an RBI single back in the fourth and came around to score later in that frame. So Saylor has been very good today. Now a 5-1 lead for the Flyboys after the wild pitch allows O'Reilly to score from third. The 0-1. This is low, 1-1. Carter Kelsey's wild pitch allows the run to come in and score, and that's why it's a 5-1 game now. Runners at the corners. Diaz and Ankeny with two outs. Bottom of the fifth, the 1-1. In the dirt now, 2-1. So now Harbison's going to go talk to his pitcher, Kelsey. As the top of the order stands on deck in Miles Smith, who did strike out back in the fourth inning. Saylor will step back in. After the mound visit, 2-1 count with two outs, runners at the corners. For Kean Saylor, anything to the outfield is going to score Ankeny as Diaz will look to see what he does here. 2-1. That one's hit foul, and now play, and now it's 2-2. Slams off the top of the concourse. You got to be paying attention if you're a fan here. And watching that ball get off the concourse. Got to be paying attention to have your head on a swivel. So now deuces wild, 2-2 pitch coming. This Saylor from Kelsey. That one's hit to the outfield, hanging in the air, running back to center fielder Barney, and he makes the catch on the run to end the inning. But the Flyboys, a wild pitch, allows O'Reilly to score. We've played five here. Flyboys lead it 5-1. And the Doughboys answer. We'll find out when we return. The Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jack Liberio Jr. is going out for another inning of work. With a four-run cushion again, up 5-1. He has gone five innings, allowed two hits, one run. He's walked four and struck out five, so he has been very good today. Has been Liberio, as Ashton King will lead off the top of the sixth inning. Doughboys down 5-1 in this one. And it's officially ruled a full game now because of some weather moving in. Hopefully this game can go the full nine innings, but to see. It's Kyle Harbison leading off this inning because that was in there for a strike, 0-1. Got to update my book. That's on me. The RBI grand up from McCabe Barney, the only run today for the Doughboys. It's the 0-1 pitch. Chopped foul, and it's now 0-2. So, Liberio has done well. In line for the win right now, if things were to hold over the last four innings, but again. This is like a time you never know with the Flyboy bullpen, but they have been phenomenal this week, hoping to get the win over John City Doughboys. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, swings it like a sword, strikeout. Six of the day for Liberio. Three pitches, three strikes. And Liberio gets the strikeout to start the top of the sixth inning. There comes Jared Johnson, who's been perfect today. Had a double back in the second and then drew a walk back in the fourth. He's gotten the second base twice, has not scored. First pitch swing again, it's fouled off. It's 0-1. Liberio working quickly here in this one here in the top of the six, one out. Comes the 0-1 pitch from Jack Liberio Jr. to Jared Johnson. The 0-1. That one's high, 1-1. Sounds like possibly some rumbles of thunder in the distance. It is very dark over toward the outfield. Dark clouds. There's some rain toward Johnson City, all of all places, as well. That one's hit foul by Johnson and rolls back. It's 1-2. Rain forming in between Johnson City and Greenville, it looks like, over toward, literally over toward the right of us, toward Irwin. Hopefully it misses us. The 1-2. That one gets in there, call strike three, back-to-back strikeouts from Jack Liberio Jr. He's got 7 tonight. And now here comes Roberto Pena. He is 0-2, struck out his last time up. Jack Liberio looks to go 6 innings in this one. Up 5-1 are the Fly Boys. In the top of the 6th inning, here's the first pitch to Pena. That one's fouled off. A defensive swing there from Pena. That's 0-1. Look, that rain is to the exact right of us, or near Chestnut Ridge and all those towns near Chucky, Tennessee as well. So hopefully it stays over there and misses us. Here's the 0-1. That one's hit over toward first. We go by Bishop. Bishop's going to run over, flip to Liberio. Bang, bang, play, and he's safe. Oh, infield single. Liberio fall. He got there in time. But that's going to be ruled an infield single for Pena. That was a bang, bang play for sure. As Bishop had to move over, he was in the shift, and Pena just beats out the tag. As Liberio fall, he got the tag on first base, and he's shaking his head as he's not happy with that call. But Pena just beats him out by a step, and infield single with two outs for Ethan Payne now. That's just the third of the day for the Doughboys in this one. So Ethan Payne comes up. He is 1-for-1, or excuse me, 0-for-1 today. Gerald Walk is last time up, struck out his first time up. It's from Liberia. It was in the dirt, 1-0. You look like you have in the bullpen, 90% sure that is Carson Jacobs. I say 90% sure because it's not a whole lot of guys, 6'9", on the Fly Boys roster. He's the only one that is. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming from Liberio. That one's hit sky high in the air. Daniel's going to run over. He's going to call everyone off. Hangs in the air. Daniels makes the catch. So the 2-out single for the Doughboys, but they can't do anything with it. Fly Boys lead it still 5-1. We're at the bottom of the 6th inning from the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Five-one lead still for the Fly Boys, and if that's it for Jack Liberio Jr., he pitched a gem of a game. Went 6 innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 run, 4 walks. That was the only issue. He got 7 strikeouts. He's in line for the win right now if the bullpen can hold, and if the Fly Boys possibly extend their lead here. As coming up, the bat will be Miles Smith to lead off the bottom of the 6th inning. Smith 0-for-2 today. Drew a walk and came around the score back in the 1st inning as Smith has scored a run in 8 straight ball games now. So He's been able to get on base and be very effective for the Fly Boys. As of late, first pitch, that one's going to hit Smith right in the foot. And Smith's going to walk on up as Kelsey plunks him. Smith took one right to the top of the foot against Princeton earlier this week and stayed in the game somehow. Looks to be okay. So, again, you've seen some scary situations with Collins and Smith, and they both look to be good. So, hit by pitch gets Smith on base to lead off the top of the bottom of the sixth inning, and David Bishop up. Had an RBI double his last time up and then came in to score off a single by Brock Daniels back in the fourth inning. Smith over at first, nobody out. Bomb sixth inning, 5-1 lead for the Fly Boys. Here's the pitch. That one finds the bottom edge of the strike zone. It's 0-1. Again, dark clouds in the air. This is a full game, and the Fly Boys love to get some extra insurance runs to maybe think, hey, let's go ahead and call this one. Up only 4 runs right now. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming from Carter to Bishop. That one finds the corner again, same spot, 0-2. Carter's looking to find that corner. He has found it so far against Bishop after plunking Miles Smith. Bishop closed the book on the Westbrook. He has 4 2/3 of an inning of 7 hits, the 4 runs, and walks 5. That one's outside in the dirt, 1-2. Struck out 2 as well. Unfortunately, he's responsible for the run that made it 5-1 because of a wild pitch by his teammate Carter Kelsey. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That one misses low. Now 2-2. So again, trying to find that edge, and it just keeps missing on that one. Bishop comes set. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And Smith's going to take off. That one's hit up the middle, but unfortunately stepping on second and throwing the first for one as that one was hit right over to the second baseman. Easily picked up by Maselli, and that's a 4-3 double play. It's Maselli picks up that one and steps on the bag at second as Smith had to hold up a little bit to wait on that ball and then throws over the first to Moss. And there's two away for Brock Daniels. So, great break for the Johnson City defense there. They have two outs now in the bottom of the sixth inning for Brock Daniels. Brock had an RBI single as he fouls that one off. But was gunned out trying to go for two bases and make an RBI double. They did get the RBI single, so you'll take that if you're the Fly Boys for sure. Here's the 0-1. Daniels. Daniels has reached base safely all three times today with a pair of singles and has drawn a walk. That one's way outside. That one goes flying, a Rick Vaughn-esque pitch. Makes it 1-1. Alex Diaz gets a nice clap as he comes up to get that ball behind the backstop. Alex Diaz gets a clap from some of his friends here. The 1-1. In the dirt now, 2-1. And I think if Smith could have gotten to second, he may have had a chance to advance on that pitch that was way outside and get to third. But unfortunately, the double play turned by Maselli is taking away that option. The 2-1 pitch. That one's hit to right field by Daniels, hanging in the air. Tough play. Diving catch is just made by the right fielder, Logan Hugo. That's a big play as he makes the nice diving catch in right field to end the inning, and that keeps a run off the board for the Fly Boys. So, facing the minimum does Kelsey as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Fly Boys still up 5-1. See if a new pitcher's out there or if Jack Liberio Jr. is going out again for a seventh inning of work. Return to the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Called to the bullpen for the Fly Boys, and it is Caleb Jones. As Jones, the right-hander out of North Augusta, South Carolina, Winthrop University, will make his second appearance out of the bullpen this week. He needed just two pitches to earn the save against Elizabethton the other night. So he got the save against the River Riders back on June 30th. This season, Jones has an 0-1 record, 6.14 ERA, in 14 and two-thirds innings pitch, has a pair of saves. He's got 22 hits, 11 runs, 10 of those earned, 4 walks, and 10 strikeouts. So Jones coming in for Liberia, who was phenomenal tonight. 6 innings, gives up 3 hits, 1 run, walks 4, and strikes out 7. It's a 5-1 lead for the Fly Boys here in the top of the 7th inning. Looking to start off Independence Day weekend right with a win over their rivals from Johnson City in the Battle of the Boys. Here comes Michael Moss. He is 0-for-1 today. He struck out his last time up. Drew a walk back in the first inning. This will be the first batter Caleb Jones faces. Here in this one, Moss will step in to lead off top of the 7th inning. First pitch from Jones is hit high into the air toward right field. Sailor's going to settle underneath it, calls everyone off and makes the catch. So one pitch, one out again. So Caleb Jones has thrown 3 pitches this week and has gotten 2 outs. If you count his game against Elizabethton, so that is efficiency at its finest for the North Augusta native and Winthrop University Eagle. So here comes Logan Hugo. He's 0-for-2 today. Struck out once and flew out to third base in foul territory his last time up. See if Jones can work quickly again here. It's a first pitch called strike 0-1. Jones, another big-bodied pitcher, 6'4", righty. He's got a long body, a long frame, and the tall pitchers here on this Fly Boys staff. Breaking ball adjustments outside, 1-1. You go from Eastern Michigan, made that diving catch to end the 6th inning. Rob Brock Daniels of a hit for the first time tonight. 1-1 pitch from Jones. Breaking ball, check, swing, fouled. And Hugo knows he probably shouldn't have swung at that one. That was going to be close to being in the dirt. Good crowd still here at Pioneer Park. You can join this crowd and have fun yourself on Monday with our fireworks spectacular on July 4th. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Caleb Jones. So Logan Hugo with one out. Fires. That's in the dirt now, 2-2. Tomorrow, the series moves to Johnson City, where Johnson City will have their fireworks celebration. TVA Credit Union Ballpark. That's going to be at 7 o'clock, and it'll be a 9-inning game. Not like 7-inning Sundays. No 7-inning Sundays tomorrow. 2-2. That one's chopped over to third, picked up by Ankeny, and it's going to be in foul territory, and it's 2-2. Good stop by Ankeny to get that one. Make sure it goes foul. So tomorrow this series moves to Johnson City's TBA Credit Union Ballpark. 7 o'clock, 9-inning game. And then on Monday, another 7 o'clock game here at Pioneer Park. And then a two-day break for the halfway point of the season. Here's the 1-2-2-2. Pardon me. Hit over to Ankeny again. Ankeny picks it up. Throws the first on the line. Scooped up by Bishop. Good play by David Bishop there. That was a tough throw by Ankeny. It was scooped up, and Bishop makes the play. And now we'll bring up Matt Maselli with two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. Maselli had a single and came around to score after the throwing error by Liberio allowed him to reach all the way to third base, and then the ground out by Barney in the fifth brought Maselli home to score. That one misses wide from Jones, and it's 1-0. Top of the order, and Barney up to bat if Maselli can get on base here. 1-0 pitch for two outs from Jones. Check swing, and actually I'm going to say it found the corner of the strike zone. That one looked a little low, but must have just gotten the corner, and it's 1-1. Jones has been very solid out of the bullpen his brief outings this week. The 1-1. That one misses just a little bit outside. Jones gritting his teeth, knows he missed that one. A little slider. 2-1. Maselli smart to hold off on that one. Here's the 2-1 pitch coming from Jones to Maselli. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, and now deuces wild to number two, the second baseman. Here in the top of the seventh inning. 6-1 lead for the Fly Boys. Looking to keep Johnson City off the board once again. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Jones. Gets set and will fire. That one's hit off the end of the bat. Going to hang in the air and just go foul. As that one would have landed in no man's land and would have had a chance to get picked up by Saylor. Would have had to make a great diving snag on that one. 2-2 pitch coming from Caleb Jones, looking to get his first strikeout of the day and get a 1-2-3 inning here in the top of the seventh. Here's the 2-2 pitch with two outs. That one's hit off the end of the bat, going to land right in front of Saylor. That's a two-out single. Now Saylor drops it, but he finds it in time. And so a two-out single for Maselli. Back-to-back singles for Matt Maselli. That's the fourth hit of the ball game for the Doughboys, and the top of the order back, McKay Barney. Barney had the RBI ground out the score after Maselli reached third on the throwing error by Jack Liberio Jr. Jones will look to get out of this one unscathed. Give it a 6-1 advantage. I just saw a stat line that I'm going to read after this pitch from Jones to Barney. That is shocking. Swing and a miss. This comes from Tim Hayes. The Bluefield Ridge Runners lead Bristol 22-2 in the bottom of the ninth. Bristol has used six pitchers who have allowed 20 hits and have walked 16 batters tonight. So they're going to know why Bluefield's up by 20 runs on Bristol. There you know why. That ties the most runs scored in the Appy League this season. 22 scored by Johnson City against Pulaski. That one misses low from Jones 1-1. So we've seen two teams score 22 runs this year. 17 runs have been scored by Burlington. That was a 17-0 shutout of Johnson City last week. Greenville has scored 16 runs and a 16-4 win over Bristol. So Bristol's been on the bad end of some blowouts this year. Here's the 1-1. In the dirt, 2-1. 22-2 lead for the Bluefield Ridge Runners. I don't think Bristol's going to come back, but at this point, you kind of want to see it just to see what would happen. It would take 20 runs in one inning, which I don't think has ever happened in Appy League history. This league does date back over 100 years, so maybe there is one inning like that. 2-1 to the dirt from Jones, now 3-1. Just an insane stat line. Bluefield, again, has the 20 hits only 6 hits for Bristol all night and also 1 error. But the 16 walks, that's a stat that's going to leave you up at night if you're a pitching coach. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Barney. Finds the corner of the strike zone. The count runs full from Jones to Barney. The crowd gets on their feet. Payoff pitch with 2 outs here in the top of the 7th inning to McKay Barney. After Maselli's 2-out single. Here comes the payoff pitch. Looking to end this inning and keep Johnson City off the board once again. Maselli's going to go on the pitch. Here it is. Chopped foul, and everybody's got to reset. Nice catch by the bat boy and dugout. And Maselli's got to run back to first base. Here comes the payoff pitch number 2 from Caleb Jones. Five boys up 5-1. Here in the top of the 7th inning. Barney steps in. Jones gets set. Payoff pitch number 2. Maselli's going to be on the move. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Caleb Jones gets the strikeout and ends the inning. Caleb Jones out of the bullpen this week has been super clutch for the Fly Boys, and he gets the strikeout to end the top of the 7th inning. It's time to stretch at Pioneer Park. Fly Boys up 5-1 on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Five-1 lead after the top of the 7th inning. Caleb Jones with a strikeout ends the frame as the Fly Boys look to extend their lead here over Johnson City. Here in the bottom of the 7th inning. As Ian Daugherty will lead it off here. Looking to increase the lead of the Fly Boys. A great crowd enjoying this ball game at Pioneer Park. You want to be a part of this crowd. Don't watch on your couch. Come to the ball game Monday night, Independence Day. Fireworks. Get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. 7 o'clock first pitch. This first pitch from Kelsey. This is dirt for a ball. 1-0 to Daugherty. Daugherty steps up here in the bottom of the 7th for 1-0. Finds the top corner of the strike zone. Does that one. 1-1. Daugherty is 1-for-3 tonight with a single. The 1-1. That one's hit off the end. The bat hangs in the air and will sneak out of play. It's 1-2. Daugherty looking to get something going here for Fly Boys and extend their lead up 5-1 as Maselli's got to run all the way back. He ran all the way to the corner of the bullpen, the Fly Boys, to try to get that ball that was going out of play. He'll have to adjust himself. He dropped his sunglasses and sit on top of his hat. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Drop strike 3. The throw to first is in time, and there's a strikeout by Carter Kelsey, his first of the day. And there's one away in the bottom of the 7th inning. I think it was Jack O'Reilly O'Reilly drew a walk, came around the score off a wild pitch by Carter Kelsey his last time up. One out, here comes O'Reilly. Breaking ball in the dirt, 1-0. Here's a 1-0 pitch to O'Reilly. Allen moves inside. It's now 2-0. So, wonder how long Carter Kelsey will go here. As there is a doughboy warming up the bullpen. Here's the 2-0 pitch coming from Carter Kelsey to O'Reilly. That one finds the bottom of the strike zone. Ball that one hit the dirt. Must have been a good frame job by Harbison. Up here is what it looked like to me, but don't make the calls. But finds the bottom of the strike zone. Here's a 2-1 pitch. That one's chopped up the middle. That's going to be a one-out single for Jack O'Reilly. That one's just hit right up the middle. That's the first hit Kelsey's allowed. The eighth of the ball game for the Fly Boys. And now a chance for Avery Collins to come up. He comes out with one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Collins is the only player not to reach base safely today for the Fly Boys. He's 0 for 3 today. One out, and O'Reilly's at first. Now they're going to throw back to check on O'Reilly, and O'Reilly's back in there in plenty of time. And Collins steps in. Remember, Collins slid hard into the wall trying to catch a foul ball earlier in the game. Looks to be okay. Switch hitter now batting in the right-handed box. Here's the pitch to Collins. In the dirt, and now it's 1-0. This crowd getting very into this ballgame. It's been a fun night here at Pioneer Park. 5-1. It's been a very fun ballgame. Good defensive battle early, and then the Fly Boys scored for 3 runs in the bottom of the fourth. That one's outside, 2-0. Sun's gone down. Still some dark clouds. Hopefully the rain's going to miss us. It was literally about 10 minutes down the road over in Truckee, Tennessee, but looks like that cell's missed us. I'm going to play a full 9 innings, which you'd love to see here tonight. 2-0. O'Reilly's going to take off. Chop, open bat, single by Avery Collins. That bat disintegrated off of Collins' swing. O'Reilly goes to third. That's a broken bat single by Avery Collins. That bat has been demolished. Oh, my goodness. The bat split exactly in half. And Collins, with a broken bat single, now it's his first hit of the ball game. And there are runners at the corners with just one out for Bo Ankeny. Second broken bat we've seen tonight. Still picking up shards of bat is Alex Diaz. And that might do it for Carter Kelsey. As it looks like it might be a pitching change for the Doughboys here. And that is it. So, one out in the bottom of the seventh after a pair of back-to-back singles by O'Reilly and Collins. He's going to have a new pitcher coming out for the Doughboys here. We'll tell you all about the new arm as Fly Boys look to extend their lead up 5-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. Fly Boys broadcasting network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
New arm for the Doughboys is Nick Houghton. So he just got called up from the developmental squad. So 1 2/3 of an inning for Kelsey. He gives it two hits, walks one, strikes out one, and hits one batter. So the wild pitch that brought home a run early in the ball game is Houghton. Is a righty from Hamilton, New Jersey, from Southeastern University down in Florida. They just won the NAIA World Series, the Southeastern Fire. This is Houghton's first appearance in for Johnson City, as we'll take a look at his stats. Again, national champion winning pitcher out of Southeastern University down in Florida is Nick Houghton. However, he did not play this season for the Fire, so no stats on him in that season. Can't close the book on Kelsey. He's responsible for two runners at the corners, and Bo Ankeny has a chance to give the Flyboys or extend the Flyboys lead as he steps in. Runners on the corners, just one out. This is the first batter Houghton will face. Up from the developmental squad over ETSU. This is his first appearance, and he's in a little bit of a jam here. Here's the pitch from Houghton to Ankeny. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Harbison. 1-0. Back-to-back singles. Jack O'Reilly gets one, and then Avery Collins with a broken bat, disintegrated bat single. Hit the first base. Here's the pitch from Houghton, the 1-0, to Bo Ankeny with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 5-1 lead for the Flyboys. That one's far away off the plate, 2-0. Diaz is on deck. Harbison's going to stand up and give time for Houghton to readjust here as he's been kind of wild a little bit early. Bristol and Bluefield have gone fine. Comeback was not completed, to be surprising. 22-2 win for Bluefield in that one. 2-0 pitch. That one misses low. 3-0. Houghton can't find strike zone on that one. It just missed. In danger of walking the bases loaded for Alex Diaz, who has a single today. So, see what happens here. Here's the 3-0 pitch to Ankeny. One out, runs at the corners. That one's shot foul. It's 3-1. Oh, scores around the Happy League. Princeton and Pulaski in a good one, 6-5 in the top of the eighth inning. Danville on top of Burlington, 4-0, top six. And Elizabethan up 7-4 in the bottom of the eighth on Kingsport as the Axemen have come back to that one to make that one interesting. You can't sleep on this Axemen offense. Johnson City saw that early in the week. Had a 12-11 win in a game that Johnson was up 8-1, got down 9-8, and ended up winning 12-11 in extras. Here's the 3-1. That one's hit high by Ankeny. If that one's straight, that one's out of this ballpark, but it gets out of the stadium. It's now a full count. So Ankeny will reset. Full count with one out. Runners at the corners. For Bo Ankeny here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Flyboys looking to extend their lead. Up 5-1 after back-to-back singles by O'Reilly and Collins. Here's the payoff pitch from Houghton. Well outside, that's going to be a walk, and the bases are loaded. So Houghton walks the first batter he sees. And the bases are loaded for Alex Diaz. Well, good thing is for Houghton is any base can get tagged and be an out. And a ground ball would be a possible double play to end the inning. So that's the good news for Houghton. The bad news, Diaz has a single his last time up and has two singles today. Love to get double play balls. The infield shifts in on the right side. Big hole between short and third, however. Breaking ball blocked by Harbison. It's 1-0. Wild pitch has scored one run tonight. That was by Carter Kelsey. He's still responsible for the runs at second and third, so he can't close his book quite yet. 5-1 lead, 1-0 count with one out. And the bases are loaded for Alex Diaz. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Nick Halton. That one's hit sky high in the air. Going to hang up in the outfield. Going to be a little blooper that is caught. Trying to tag up is O'Reilly. He followed that, and that's a good throw from the right fielder, Hugo. And that was a good throw by Hugo. That was a little blooper that couldn't get down. And now Kean Saylor will come up with the bases loading, two outs. I would love to get out of this jam and keep a four-run game in striking distance for sure for the Doughboys. Saylor comes in. He is 1-for-2 tonight. Bases loaded, two outs for Kean Saylor. Out and gets set. He'll fire. That one's well outside, 1-0. Walk would bring in a run, and if the bases loaded walk, that would bring up Miles Smith with the bases loaded, and Smith could do some damage with that one. Here's a 1-0 pitch to Saylor. Two outs, bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh. That one's hit. Oh, one gets through. One run's going to score. Rounding third base is Collins. The throw by Hugo's cut off. Throw to the plate is dropped. Another run scores. That's a two RBI single by Kean Saylor. It's third RBI of the night. And the Flyboys lead it 7-1. So Kean Saylor comes up clutch, a two RBI single. He has three tonight. And Kean Saylor has been phenomenal for the Flyboys this evening. 7-1 lead for the Flyboys. There goes Miles Smith, top of the lineup with two outs and runners at second and third. In the bottom of the seventh inning, looking to do some more damage. First pitch swings, goes up the middle. It's going to go up there. That's an RBI single. Rounding third is Saylor. A two RBI single for Smith. It's a 9-1 lead for the Flyboys. So four runs in this inning have blown this game wide open. Flyboys are up 9-1. Now on Johnson City here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here comes David Bishop. 10 hits tonight now for the Flyboys. They're still not done. All these runs have been scored with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Bishop had a single. Grounded out his last time up. Does have a double and came around to score earlier tonight. Chops that one up to short. The throw to second is in time to end the inning, but not before. Two RBI singles from Saylor and Smith. That brought home four runs here in the seventh inning, and the Flyboys now up 9-1. We head to the eighth inning. Can the Flyboys hold John City off the board and return? Flyboys, broadcasting network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Flyboys up 9-1 going into the top of the eighth inning after a back-to-back two RBI singles from Kean Saylor and Miles Smith. Flyboys now up comfortably by 8 runs, and we say comfortably, they were up by 7 runs against Johnson City a couple of weeks ago and only won 10-9. So hopefully if Caleb Jones going out for another inning of work, that can be avoided. It is a 9-1 lead. And a lot of work to do for Johnson City. They tried to do it once earlier in the year. As Jones steps in to face Ashton King. Another inning of work for the Winthrop Eagle. He'll step off to start. He's given up one hit, but other than that, it's been fine. King steps in. For 3-9, that one's in there for a strike. 0-1. King, pardon me, 0-2, has drawn a walk. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Jones, the King. That one's hit over towards short. Going to be a tough play for Diaz. Throws it, comes firing wide, but makes the catch is Bishop. And there's one away. What a play. First by Diaz to charge that ball, and then by Bishop to make the catch. He was filling the bag. That's a heck of a play by Alex Diaz, and there's one away in the eighth inning. Here comes Kyle Arbenson, who is 0-3 tonight with a strikeout. Also grounded out into a double play back in the first inning, so... Both balls hitting the play have been right toward Bo Ankeny. So you got to wonder if Ankeny's ready for this one here. First pitch from Jones in there for a strike, 0-1. Line goes up 9-1 here in the top of the eighth inning. Five outs away from getting back to 500 again. Been their 14th win of the season. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one is in there for a strike, and now it's 0-2. This crowd is feeling it. The seltzers are flowing through them, and they are enjoying this game. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Jones. That one's fouled off into the concourse, back off the side of the netting, and everybody's okay. And it's now 0-2. Jones looking for his second strikeout of the night. Here's the 0-2 and dirt, now 1-2. And just missed. Jack Liberio looks like he's going to get the win for right now. If, of course, the score holds, a 9-1 lead for the Flyboys here. The top of the eighth with one out. A 1-2 pitch coming to Kyle Harbison. Jones fires. That one's hit off the end of the bat and fouled out of play. Kingsport is now taking a lead on Elizabethan up 8-7 in the bottom of the eighth. You cannot stop that Axeman offense. You can only hope to contain it, it seems like, as they are retaking a lead on Elizabethan. So that's a wild one up in Kingsport's Hunter Wright Stadium. Now Elizabethan has three outs to tie it. The 1-2 in the dirt. Harbison holds off 2-2. Danville up 4-0 on Burlington, top of the seventh. Princeton's up Pulaski 6-5 in the top of the eighth inning. Princeton looking to extend that lead with two runners on and one out. 2-2 pitch from Jones. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's the second strikeout of the ball game from Jones. And there are two away here in the top of the eighth inning. Now here comes Jared Johnson, who's been tough to get out at times. He has a double and a walk today, but also struck out his last time up. Now 9 combined strikeouts have been thrown by Liberio and Jones. Here's the pitch to Johnson. Swing and a miss. Caleb Jones coming right at these doughboy batters. Thought it was going to be a bullpen day, but Liberio goes 6 innings, and Caleb Jones, he may go 3 and close this one out. We'll have to see. Here's the 0-1. Check swing. They're going to say if Johnson went around, they will. Johnson goes around on that one, 0-2. Now Johnson's down 0-2 with two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. Team down 9-1 after four runs scored in the seventh. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Jones. Outside, and Johnson holds off. It's now 1-2. Once again, a very good crowd, Pioneer Park. You want to join in on the fun Monday, July 4th. Get your tickets, flyboysbaseball.com, for the fireworks extravaganza. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Jones. That one finds the outside corner. Called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts from Caleb Jones. He is on fire right now. And the Fly Boys hold the Doughboys off the board again. Fly Boys have three outs to get some insurance up 9-1. They'll look to add to their lead and return to Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Halton back out for another inning of work. Fly Boys up 9-1 here in the bottom of the eighth inning at three outs to extend their lead. As Brock Daniels will lead off. Daniels tonight is 2-for-3 of an RBI. He's also drawn a walk and an RBI single back in the fourth. He has been very good tonight. Again, two RBIs by Miles Smith, three RBIs for Keon Saylor. The difference in this one. That one's red first pitch he sees. That's going to be another single. His third hit of the ball game for Daniels. And on the first pitch he sees in the bottom of the eighth inning, Daniels is sitting on first base. Third hit given up by Halton tonight. As Ian Doherty steps in, and Doherty got a single back in the first, got reached on a fielder's choice, pardon me, in the third, but this is a flyout and a strikeout. Doherty would love to help extend this flyboy lead as they're up 9-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Breaking ball misses from Halton outside, 1-0. Daniels on first after a leadoff single in the first pitch he saw to start the bottom of the eighth inning. Great crowd enjoying this one. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Halton. In the dirt, Daniels probably not taking off, and decides not to. 2-0, good block from Harbison. These two teams will meet again tomorrow in Johnson City at 7 o'clock. That's a 9-inning game tomorrow because of the holiday. And then we'll be right back here on July 4th for our Independence Day extravaganza beginning at 7 o'clock p.m. Close out a 3-game set. 2-0, that one's chopped foul by Daugherty, 2-1. You can, of course, get your tickets, fireworks, have a whole lot of fun for the whole family. We're going to try to break the attendance record once again. Got close to 5,000 last year. We'd love to put it over 5,000 this 4th of July. Get your tickets now so you don't miss out. Flyboysbaseball.com. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Daugherty. That one hits him, and he's going to be on base. So the first two batters have reached safely for the Fly Boys here in the bottom of the eighth, and still nobody out for Jack O'Reilly, who has a single his last time up. He has been good today. 1-for-2, a pair of runs scored, and an RBI. Came on to score on a wild pitch back in the fifth inning. Came to score as well on that 2-RBI single by Keon Saylor. O'Reilly looking to get on again. With runners at first and second, nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. Alton gets set. Here's the pitch. That one gets in there for a strike, 0-1. O'Reilly has a home run this year, looking for a second one. That would just blow this one way wide open and make it a 12-1 lead. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Coming from Halton. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. And O'Reilly can't find that one. 0-2. Nobody out still in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Fly Boys. They're up 9-1. Looking to extend that lead here. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Coming from Halton. That one misses just low. It just missed the corner, and it's 1-2. All right, Elizabethan has runners at the corners with nobody out in the top of the ninth. Down 8-7 after being up 7-2 in that ball game. So getting interesting in Kingsport for sure, Hunter Wright Stadium. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Halton to O'Reilly here in the bottom of the eighth inning. That one almost goes around as O'Reilly holds up and runs inside 2-2. Danville up 4-0 on Burlington, bottom seventh. Princeton up 6-5 on Pulaski in the bottom of the eighth. So some great games going on in the Appy League. And, of course, Bluefield drops 22 runs on Bristol, makes the 20 hits and 16 walks from the State Liners. Here's a 2-2 pitch to O'Reilly. Reaches for that one. Bloop single gets down the outfield. And rounding third and coming on the score, standing up is Brock Daniels. That's an RBI single for Jack O'Reilly. It's a 10-1 lead. Reached out for that one and just bloops it to the outfield. Now 10-1 lead for the Fly Boys here. Halton's given up 4 hits and 3 runs in just 2/3 of an inning of work. So not a great first appearance for Halton. The Appy League. Still nobody out for Avery Collins. He singled his last time up. Came around the score off of Sailors. 2 RBI single. And Phil shifted in a little bit. So pitch to Collins. Chops it over towards second. Throw to second base in time for the first. Also in time. 4-6-3 double play. Is productive, however, as it does move Daugherty into third base. So with 2 outs, though, Bo Ankeny will come up. Well, a chance to bring home another run. He drew a walk his last time up and came around the score off of the 2 RBI single by Miles Smith back in the seventh. I think he steps up here. 2 outs, 10-1 lead for the Fly Boys here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch from Halton. And that one misses low and 1-0. That's a good pitch from Holland. Ankeny fought about swinging at it. And you can see Kyle Harbison kind of nodding his head, kind of give his pitcher some confidence. It's the most important relationship, really, you feel like it's between catchers and pitchers for sure. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's hit high into the air, going to hang up in the outfield. Barney's going to run over and makes the catch. And that ends the inning, but not before an RBI single. From Jack O'Reilly has made it a 10-1 ball game. Head to the top of the ninth. Fly Boys just need to get 3 outs and they'll get the win and be back at 500 again. Let's find out. Fly Boys can get it done or do Boys have a comeback in them? Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
10-1 lead for the Fly Boys, and if you're thinking, oh, that's comfortable, well, earlier in the year against Johnson City, the Flyboys had a 10-3 lead on Johnson City and ended up winning just 10-9. So, no lead is safe for sure in the Appy League. Now, granted, unless your Bluefield go up 22-2, that's probably the only lead that's safe for sure as it was tonight. Speaking of which, Elizabethan's just tied up Kingsport at 8 runs apiece in top of the ninth, because that's a crazy ball game going on at Hunter Wright Stadium. We've decided that Kingsport and Greenville can never play a normal game of baseball. I don't think Kingsport can play a normal game of baseball whatsoever. They've had some weird baseball games this year, man. But they've been fun to watch here this season in the Appy League. As fans still here at Pioneer Park loving tonight. And you can join in on the fun this Monday, Independence Day. The Flyboys take on Johnson City at 7 o'clock here at Pioneer Park. Fireworks extravaganza as we celebrate our nation's birthday here in Greenville. Let's have some fun on Monday as we're having fun here tonight. So Caleb Jones looks like he's going to be out to close this one for the Flyboys as Roberto Pena steps up. 3 outs to score at least 9 runs for the Doughboys and push it to the bottom of the ninth inning. As Jones gets set and fires. Swing and a miss. Good pitch from Jones. He has gone 2 innings, given up just 1 hit, and struck out 3. Jones looks to finish off the Johnson City Doughboys out of the pen. He has been phenomenal this week, including tonight. Had a save earlier in the week against Elizabethan. Breaking ball runs inside. Pena holds off 1-1. These two teams meet again tomorrow in Johnson City before closing it out on Monday here at Pioneer Park. This time's going to get called by Pena to reset. It's Pena, Payne, and Moss up to bat. The Doughboys, they have 3 outs to score 9 runs. The 1-1. That one's ripped high into the air by Pena. It's going to hold up, and that one is out of here. Roberto Pena, solo shot here in the top of the ninth inning, makes it a 10-2 ball game. Big swing there from Pena. That one high into the night sky, gets over the wall, and Roberto Pena with the home run to make it a 10-2 ball game. So, we've seen one comeback attempt by the Doughboys this year. And they're going to try to get another one. Down 8 runs. As Ethan Payne steps in. And Payne has got the power for sure. He hit one over the 20-foot wall at TVA Credit Union Ballpark earlier this season against Greenville. As that one misses outside from Jones 1-0. So now you got to see how Jones answers back after giving up the solo shot to Roberto Pena. 10-2 ball game here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Nobody out for Payne. Here's the pitch from Jones. Check swing fouled off, and it's now 1-1. 10-2 lead for the Flyboys, but one swing of the bat, Pena looks to give some life back to the Doughboys here. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming, or 1-1 pitch coming. From Jones. That one's ripped foul toward the dugout. And hopefully everybody's okay for the Flyboys. Now it's 1-2. You got to start somewhere. And that Pena home run. It's 1-2. To Ethan Payne. There's the 1-2 pitch to Payne from Jones. Hit high off the end of the bat, hang in the air. Ankeny's going to go chase it down at the wall. And Michael just goes out of his glove. Ankeny overruns that one, and it bounces out of his glove. So that would have been out in pain. And a sigh of relief as he is still alive in this one. That one would have been a great catch for sure by Ankeny, but he overran the ball at the last minute, couldn't grab it off the end of his glove. There's the 1-2. for Ethan Payne with nobody out in the top of the ninth inning. A 10-2 ball game for Greenville leads it outside, and now it's 2-2. Two-two count coming to Ethan Payne from Caleb Jones. Jones gets set and delivers. 2-2 pitch. Hit over to Ankeny. Can't buy him, and that's another single for the Doughboys, and the Doughboys have some life here in the top of the ninth. Again, still a lot to climb back into, but man, they're down by 7 runs earlier in the season and almost won that game. So looking to do it again are Johnson City Doughboys. It's Michael Moss steps in and nobody out after a home run and a single to start off the top of the ninth inning. Here was Michael Moss. He's 0 for 2 today. Nobody out still for the Doughboys here in this one. Trying to make it interesting. Here's the pitch. That's in there for a strike from Jones. Just gets in there low. It's 0-1. Looks like you have Rowan Tarbert up in the bullpen just kind of hanging out for right now. It's on the shoulders of Jones with an 8-run lead. Here's the 0-1. That one's hit off the end of the bat up towards Saylor. He's going to hang in the air. Saylor is going to make the catch, and there's one away. Sounded good off the bat, but just kind of hung up in the air. And didn't go far enough, and now there's one away for Logan Hugo. Logan Hugo will step in. Ground ball ends the ball game. Long boys look to hold on for the 10-2 win and avoid the Doughboys making it interesting like the last time the Flyboys knocked off Johnson City. Again, they're up 10-3 and only won 10-9. They're up 10-1 entering this inning, and now it's 10-2 ball game. Allen's hit foul by Hugo, and it's 0-1. Pena's solo shot to start off the ninth inning made it a 10-2 ball game, but nothing doing here so far to really warrant any kind of emergency action from the Flyboy bullpen. 10-2 lead here in the bottom of the ninth, top of the ninth inning, one away. The 0-1 pitch to Hugo. Swing and a miss, breaking ball by Jones. Now it's 0-2. Jones' only mistake has been that home run given up in this one. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Caleb Jones to Logan Hugo. Yeah, gets set. Fires from Jones, reaches out for it, over toward first base. For the second, in time for one, for the first, not in time. Fielder's choice allows Hugo to reach, and the inning stays alive. That's a smart play from Bishop to get the lead runner, and Diaz got the tag on second. And Jones tried to cover first, but couldn't get it in time. And it looks like Maselli is up now. So Matt Maselli will step in. He does have a pair of singles today, so that's been solid. Two outs in the top of the ninth, 10-2 lead. That was in the dirt, 1-0. Hugo on first out of the fielder's choice. See if he will try to steal here as the infield's kind of deep right now. The 1-0. That one's hit. Oh, the Diaz line drive. He picks it up, catches it. And that's a line drive out of Diaz. So Pena gets the home run, but that's it. And the Flyboys win it 10-2 over Johnson City here at Pioneer Park, the kickoff Independence Day weekend. That's a big win for the Flyboys. They get back to 500 once again. The problem is they haven't been able to get over 500, but for now, you'll take it. 14-14 on the season. The Flyboys beat the Doughboys for the first time at Pioneer Park, 10-2 here in Greenville, Tennessee. These two teams will do it again tomorrow at Johnson City. Starting at 7 o'clock p.m., it'll be a nine-inning game tomorrow at TBA Credit Union Ballpark. Just a reminder there. And then the two teams will play again on Monday night here at Pioneer Park at 7 o'clock, 4th of July extravaganza. We're going to have games. We're going to have some great baseball, some great food, some great drinks. And, of course, we're going to finish it off with a fireworks spectacular. I don't know what it is I need to tell y'all. So go ahead, get online, flyboysbaseball.com right now. I don't care where you live. If you live in Tennessee, you live in Texas, you live in Arizona, California, Hawaii, New York, New Jersey, come on over. We'll have a seat for you at Pioneer Park. Flyboysbaseball.com. Get your tickets. But tomorrow, if for some reason you can't make it out to TBA Credit Union Ballpark, you can listen to our radio call from Johnson City, Tennessee, as the Flyboys take on the Doughboys tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on July 3rd. Between the Flyboys and the Doughboys, we will see you tomorrow. Tune in, flyboysbaseball.com, for the radio broadcast. Have a safe weekend, everybody, and we'll see you here on the 4th of July. Get your tickets now, flyboysbaseball.com. Have a great night, everybody.